Previously on Into the Portal.
Hey, look!
What? What is it?
Glacier ship! And over there, it's some kind of building on the side of those caves!
Oh, finally! Oh, she's at the crystal caves, so she probably already has the frozen flame! Let's go back to the ship. She'll be there soon. Besides, I'm gonna need a hot oil shower and, like, 7 mugs of hot chocolate if I'm ever gonna get warm again.
She already has it? But I wanted it for my crown!
What? For your crown? But why?
Because it's sparkly and it would make my crown the best! Even better than the unicorn princesses!
Supreme Princess Tutu, dude, you may want to try some deep breaths. Come on, inhale, exhale, inhale. Exhale!
No! I want the frozen flame! Please, you can't have it! I need it for my crown!
Dude! You have to calm down! You're gonna start an avalanche!
But it's mine!
It's an avalanche! Ooh, run! Oh no!
Watch out, Shadowlings! The Starkeepers are here to save the day!
Way to go, Flamehead. If any Shadowlings were in here, I'm sure they'd be shaking in their boots right now.
Well, how was I supposed to know they'd leave the frozen flame completely unguarded?
They're probably all out patrolling the lab. Now we just have to hope your little battle cry won't bring them all back here.
How do you know what a battle cry is supposed to sound like?
Come on, guys.
My battle cry is as big as anyone else.
Let's just hurry up and grab the flame so we can get out of here.
Look, there it is.
Whoa! It's so cool! I've never seen anything like it before!
Yeah, it's great! Now let's go! We need to put the frozen flame back where it belongs, then kick the Shadowlings off this planet! Here, Tank, put the frozen flame in my bag. I'll hold on to it until we put it in the crystal caves.
Oh, no you don't. The frozen flame belongs to my planet. I'm not handing it over to a bunch of Star Keepers. Give it to me, Tank.
Don't do it, Tank!
Tank!
Stop yelling at him! We're not giving you the frozen flame, Ice Queen! Just deal with it!
Oh yeah? And you think you can stop me, scaredy cat?
Guys, stop arguing!
Well, I would if Hothead over here would just give me the flame!
Not gonna happen, Snow Breath!
Furball!
You bossy frozen!
Stop it! Even if you two have a disagreement, you can still speak to each other with love.
Love? Are you kidding me? Like I would ever.
Not that kind of love. I mean, talking with respect, understanding, kindness, you know?
Glacia, kind?
Leo.
Okay. Look, Glacia, I think you might try to use the frozen flame against us if we let you have it. So I don't trust you with it.
That's crazy. I wouldn't do that because I have to save Polaris. Returning the frozen flame might just be a good deed for you, but it's everything for me.
Fine. But I'm not letting you out of my sight.
See, guys? That wasn't so bad. You disagreed. In a good way.
Glacia, Leo, Tank! You got the frozen flame back!
Arena, you're okay!
Yes, but I'll feel a lot better once the frozen flame is back in the crystal caves where it belongs.
Good, because that's where we're taking you.
I'm so glad you're all working together.
Yeah, together.
It's been so much fun.
It's been good for you, Glacia. I can tell. You're starting to act more like your old self, and more like your grandmother.
Sure. Let's go, guys. I'll lead the way.
No, I don't think so. I'll lead—
Do you know exactly where the frozen flame belongs in the crystal caves? Have you been to Polaris before, Birdbrain?
Well, no, but I'm not following you, Miss Bossy Pants.
Guys! Kind words. Speak with love even when you disagree. Remember?
Yeah.
Tutu? Hollywood, what are you doing here? I told you to stay on the ship.
Yeah, we were going to, but then Tutu decided we need to come get you. So we flew down here, in the cold, and then she made an avalanche fall on us.
She did what?
Who cares? Hello? Where did the frozen flame go?
What? Why do you want the flame?
None of your business! I just do!
Well, you can't have it, Tutu. I have to put the frozen flame back in the crystal caves or my planet will die.
I don't care! I need it for my crown! It has to be the bestest crown ever! Better than the unicorn princesses!
Who?
For a stupid crown? No! Tank, Leo, let's go.
Hollywood, stop them!
What? Why me?
Because you're the big one. You have all the muscles and gadgets. Use them!
But I don't want to fight Glacia.
Fine! I'll stop her myself!
Oh, no. Whoa! Watch where you're aiming with that stuff!
If you don't want to get hit, then help me stop her!
Guys, just chill. Start another avalanche.
No! I'm not going to fight you!
What? Why not? She's attacking us!
Tutu, I know you can be better than this. I can't let you take the frozen flame.
It's sparkly and shiny and pretty! Give it to me!
Speak with love. Tutu, I have to take the flame to the crystal caves. If I don't, a lot of people who live on Polaris will get hurt. I can't let that happen.
But why not? Stuff like that never stopped you before.
Because Nebulos has been lying to me for years. I have to start following my code. It's the only thing I can really trust right now.
You have to follow your code? You don't even have a code.
Yes, I do, Tutu. I've had it my whole life. I just thought I didn't need it. I was wrong.
I've never heard you talk about a code before. You're just making it up to keep me from having the best crown.
No, I'm— What's that beeping noise, Tank?
I don't know. It sounds familiar, though.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Wait a second. Leo, I think that beeping is coming from— Well, I think it's coming from you.
Me? I don't think so. It's not my communicator. Did you put your communicator or something in one of my pockets?
No.
Well then, where in the world is that beeping coming from? It sounds like it's right here.
Look, Tutu, I've put my trust in so many people and I keep getting hurt or let down. But if I follow my code, I know I'll be okay because I can trust it.
What is your code, Glacia?
Hollywood!
Come on, man! I'm just curious.
Leo, I think that beeping is coming from your bag.
Huh? But I don't... Oh, no. No! You have got to be kidding me!
This is my code. Speak truth. Love everyone. And protect the weak.
Glacia! It's you!
What's me? And what's that thing in your hand? It's beeping like crazy. Turn it off.
Hello, Glacia. It's a portal caster.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is. Why is it beeping like that? Oh, no. You haven't found another member of your little Starkeeper thingy, have you? Where are they? I don't see anyone.
Glacia, I'm pretty sure it's you.
It's me? What's me?
Glacia, we came here to find the next Starkeeper, and it's you! You're the next Starkeeper!
Whoa. Wait. I don't think so. I am not one of you guys.
She's right, Tank. Something's gotta be wrong if the portal caster wants Glacia. It's probably just broken.
Who cares? Just give me the frozen flame! Ah, give me the flame!
No! Head for cover!
There is no cover! We have to stop her! Stop, Tutu!
Here, hide under me! My armor will protect us!
We have to do something!
Obviously. You got a plan?
No! It's not like I can stop stuff from falling with my mind or freeze time!
Well, I can't do those things either.
Wow, so helpful!
Let me finish! I can't do them separately, but maybe I can do them together. Stop stuff from falling by freezing it. Here.
Oh, it's working!
Yeah, but I can't hold it much longer. I wish I was stronger!
Glacia, put on the portal caster! Leo, give it to her!
What? No, I am not one of you, and I will not wear that thing.
Glacia, you have to. It's the only way you'll be able to do this.
Here, just do it. It's not like this means you have to join us.
Fine.
Starkeeper detected. Power up initiated.
Whoa! She actually did it! Nice work, Glacia!
And listen to you, Leo! Good job
speaking with love!
Actually, I can't believe that worked. But look, little Miss Supreme Princess is trapped in an ice block. No wonder it's so quiet now.
She'll be fine. Nothing a little defrosting won't fix. Come on, we need to go now before she or Hollywood thaws out. And one of you help me get this stupid bracelet off.
I'll get you!
I can't believe Glacia would freeze us like that! Oh, rude, man!
She left us on the ship! She went down there and helped those ridiculous starkeepers! She put one of those stupid bracelets on and then froze us! Then all three of them defeated the Shadowlings! And then... she took my frozen flame! And now I'll never have a crown as good as the Unicorn Princesses!
Calm down, Tutu! Come on! It'll be okay! I'm sure she'll find something that... Hey, Mr. Nebulos, dude, didn't know you were standing there. It's, really good to see you.
Nebulos, why are you here, sir?
Because it would seem Glacia is no longer loyal to me.
What? What does that mean? Isn't she coming back?
No. She left with those Star Keepers. I suppose I shouldn't be surprised.
Oh, yeah. You're probably right. Tutu, do you have any idea what he's talking about? Huh?
The important thing is, Glacia isn't your commander anymore. Much like the Frozen Flame. She was convenient, but unnecessary.
Does this mean I get to be in charge? Yay! Hollywood! Did you hear that? I get to be in charge!
No, I've already chosen Glacia's replacement. Someone who has been missing for some time but I recently discovered her location, and I'm bringing her here.
What? That's so not fair! You didn't even give me a chance!
Loyalty, true loyalty, is hard to come by these days, but I have faith your new leader won't let me down.
Well, like, who is she, Mr. Bossman?
See for yourself. Hello, my dear. I was just telling those two about you. Hollywood. Tutu, I want you to meet my most trusted lieutenant, Professor Simone Retiform.
Mama's back.